Steve Weber is with us. No relation to Bruce. If you were, you'd be pretty happy today. They blew out the number four team in the country last night.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. But yeah, no relation.
No relation. But, Weber with one B, not Weber.
Right.
Yeah.
That's correct.
How's it going?
Good. Good. Yeah. We're tolerating this cold weather like everybody else. But
has it put you behind trying to get open at all? Or
no, I don't think that's really affected us.
Just an annoyance.
Everything else has affected us, but not the weather.
Yeah.
Well, we did have our HVAC went down.
Oh, really?
And so for the last 2 weeks, it's been tough to hold 60 degrees in there. But so we have spot heaters and stuff. But
gotcha.
They corrected that today, and it's toasty warm in there.
Steve pops in with us, spends a couple minutes with us every couple weeks. And, you know, we talked, you know, visual last week or a couple weeks ago with all the television options. Today, you know, kind of features of audio. You can follow all the things that are offered at Liaison at liaisonhomes.com, L-I-A-I-S-O-N. When it comes to just wanting to jam out, that was probably a little more important back in the day, but I think audio, home audio is making a resurgence for sure.
It is. There's a lot of new products out there, and it's getting better. And, of course, there's lots of content out there to listen
absolutely.
To, and people are enjoying it. And now the streaming services that we have are phenomenal. I mean, you used to have your own CD collection, and you'd play it through and again and again. But now, you know, you can virtually play anything that you want and get it, you know, quickly. And you can have your own playlists, lots of them. So I think that...
Are these things you create with those services, or does Liaison actually have the services too? I mean,
we don't have a service. We work with the services that are out there.
Gotcha.
There's plenty of really good ones. I mean, Pandora, Spotify
right.
are the common ones, but there's a lot of other ones out there.
Essentially, it's like Bluetooth, though. You're gonna hook up to your home audio.
Correct.
Yeah,
yeah, we're going to do it either through your Wi-Fi, through your internet service, which is probably a little bit better than just streaming it over your cell.
Yeah.
Because... You know, you can take data. It doesn't take as much data as video does, but there's still data.
Yep.
So for them to pass it, they have to crunch it down
gotcha.
To a smaller amount. So when they do that, and they you lose some of the sound with that. So
somebody pops in and they say, "I want to get a good home audio system going." What kind of direction do you send them? What do they typically end up looking at?
Well, we're going to want
a speaker system.
You was speaker, and it also has to do with the amplifiers.
Okay.
You know, what powers those amplifiers? Everybody thinks of power as how loud can it go, but
right.
it's more than that. I mean, power allows you to look at the wide spectrum. I mean, sound music is sound waves, and there's a spectrum of sound waves. You know, you talk about the high-pitched tweeters and then the mid-range woofers and then the bass woofers.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to be able to do that whole spectrum. You know, the smaller the speaker, typically... You don't get as broad, but like Bose makes some really good small speakers that gives you some really robust sound. So
is that your primary speaker?
It's
brand?
No, it,
oh, okay.
You know, it all depends.
Okay.
You know, Bose is just a really common name that people know, and they've
sure.
been around, and they do really good research. But Sonos has really come up in the last few years because they really are the ones that introduced everybody to wireless speakers.
Okay.
And they've done a good job with that. But there's others out there now. Bose has got good. And then we've got a new company that's only about 3 years old called Origin Acoustics.
Okay.
And the average person's not going to know who they are, but these guys are the guys that invented the in-wall speaker.
Really?
Back about 30 years ago, right? So they had a company called Speakercraft that they started up and did really well. And Speakercraft really does well. They sold that company for about $60 million back about 10 years ago, and they retired. And one of the guys is relatively young still, and kind of got bored, and he said, you know what?
Brought it back to life, huh?
I think there's still some things we can do in this industry to make it better, and he did. So they started Origin
wow.
Acoustics, and they're just doing a really good job. So we like, they've got a wide spectrum of speakers. So B&O, if you're in speakers, you know who Bang & Olufsen is.
Okay.
And they carry that line, and then they've got some nice introductory lower price stuff too.
You can come in, you can set up a home audio system for your television, while also that will connect to your audio play, right? And you can also have one system that has speakers in multiple rooms, right?
Right, exactly, multiple. We call it distributed audio. So
wow.
distributed audio would be, I don't have to play the same thing
in every room.
In every room. I can play something different. And, you know, because you might, if somebody in the kitchen wants one type of music, somebody in their office wants another type of music. And, you know, it's just setting it up properly to be able to do that. So distributed audio, quality of the audio.
Yeah.
You know, what do you
do? You get that
to?
A lot? Do you get people that want one system? Is it one system? You know, if you put speakers throughout the house in different rooms, or are you putting up different systems essentially?
No, you're, well,
can you power off the same amp?
You can.
Okay.
You can. You can power it off the amp or one amp. And it just depends on how many zones, how powerful it is.
Gotcha.
Or you can have separate ones. And
great.
it's figuring out how the people live in their house and how they want to use it. And then we can come up with some solutions for them that's cost effective.
Got about a minute. Tell me about the grand opening.
Yeah, the grand opening. So we've got our after hours chamber event tomorrow night.
Good deal.
So we're scrambling to make sure we get everything up and running, and we'll have most of it up and running. But the doors will be open starting Friday morning, so come on in. And, you know, Super Bowl is coming up, and so is the Olympics. And what do? You watch those. So you got to have good TV
for
that.
Basketball tournament, and here we go. Have it all in place by baseball season, right?
Yeah, so come in. We got some really great TVs, 4K, OLEDs, just spectacular to look at.
Chamber event, of course, coming up tomorrow night, and then pop on in Friday, right?
That would be great.
Steve Weber, Liaison Home Automation. You can check out their Facebook page, but liaisonhomes.com as well.